Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle. Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. So today I want to talk about becoming a thought leader. Maybe you already are a thought leader. Have you thought about becoming a thought leader? Well, today's topic is going to be five things that can get in the way of thought leadership. Now, thought leaders are informed opinion leaders and the go-to people in their field of expertise. They are trusted sources who move and inspire people with innovative and easy-to-learn ideas and turn those into reality. And they know how to show and how to replicate their success. So there's two thoughts I want you to take away from that. Number one, they're trusted sources. And number two, they show how to replicate their success. So obviously a thought leader has had some success doing the things they're talking about. Pretty straightforward, right? But what I want to talk about today is five things that potentially can get in the way of you becoming a thought leader. And these are five things that are relatively new in 2018. So the first one that I want to talk about is the year of the voice. Now, I heard on the news the other day that 35% of households have some kind of voice-controlled system. And I don't know if that means Alexa or Google Dot, or maybe it's their phone or what have you. But 35% of people are using this. So that means that, you know, whether you're using wearables like a watch or your mobile device, that you can literally talk in search into that device and get responses. And that's uber important, because what it means is that when people are searching for stuff doing that, so for example, if I went online and I said, hey Siri, show me articles about speakable search. Okay, what that's going to do is pull up articles. If I said, show me videos about speakable search, it might go find some on YouTube, but most people are going to just speak in the basics. So that means that the text that you're producing is going to be uber important in the coming year with the proliferation of these different talkable devices. And what's funny is you may have heard a ding-ding when I said, hey, Siri, it actually opened up and asked me, you know, what do you want to do? So the next one I'd like to talk about is video. Now, video was huge in 2017, but in 2018, I believe there's going to be kind of an overload. And there's a lot of people who have discovered Facebook Live and are using video in a lot of different ways. But the problem is that they are not really understanding their audience. So somebody's going to jump on Facebook, okay, and they're going to start doing video. And they go off on these tangents and they can spend 10, 15, 20, I've seen 30 minutes or more, even up to an hour, on Facebook doing a Facebook Live. Now the question is, do you have 20 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour to spend on Facebook to listen to somebody live talking about a concept? And the answer to that is probably not. So what's going to work is short, burstable little pieces of information that lead you somewhere else. So in other words, if you're thinking about doing video, consider doing maybe a 30-second to 90-second video clip that gives the essence of what it is that you're trying to say, but then give them a landing page or give them another website to go to that has more detailed content that could have a webinar replay. Then consider turning that webinar into an audio. You could use it as a podcast or something downloadable that people can get. You could also turn that audio into a print piece by getting it transcribed on something like Rev.com. So now you give people the ability to either watch the video, listen to the audio, read the text, whatever it is that they want to do. And then from there, you have to come up with some kind of call to action. What do you expect from them? Do you want them to sign up for something? Do you want them to get on your email list? Do you want them to purchase something? You have to have a plan of attack when you do these things. So the next piece of the puzzle that can cause disruption is going to be fake news. Now, I don't want to get all political or all divisive about this, but the bottom line is there's a lot of information being pumped out in the world. And a lot of times people are asking you to say, hey, just believe this because I said it. Or just believe this article that I posted because somebody else wrote it. When in reality, you often have to go and actually do research to see if it's real. And in 2016, about over 60% of all information caused a great deal of confusion with everybody in every age group, because it was really hard to tell the difference between real news and fake news. So what you have to do is become that trusted source to gain that respect so that what you're saying does not have to be researched. Now, it's a little tougher to do, but it takes some time and it takes repetition to do it right. I mean, even Facebook has recently changed its algorithm to take away a lot of the information that's considered fake news out of the newsfeed. So you're seeing more from your family and friends. But if your family and friends are posting fake news, who knows? That's yet to be seen. The next piece of the five things that could cause a little bit of grief in being thought leaders is tribal divisions. Now, again, I don't want to get all divisive or political on this, but think about the difference between millennials and seniors. When I say seniors, I mean people in their 40s and 50s and 60s who are working in corporations. Millennials have their backpacks and they're ready to jump and move to another location and take another job. They don't have the loyalty, where maybe the bosses of corporations expect loyalty and expect to, you know, keep people around. And if they're going to invest money in training them, they want to reap the rewards, right? But millennials don't have that kind of attachment to money, to jobs, to things that are happening. Also, think about men versus women in the Me Too, you know, movement that's happened recently. And then also, you know, aside from political, it's cats and dogs. Do you like a cat? Do you like a dog? The bottom line is you need to talk to your audience. You need to understand them, and you may have multiple audiences. So those divisions, you can't expect everybody to agree with everything. And then finally, the fifth thing that's going to be out there is noise. There's so much information out there. At last check, the average person has 190 cable channels. There's over 250,000 podcasts and radio stations out there, and a lot of the TV channels are converting them to podcasts. And there's over 1 billion websites, and a lot of these are where people are getting their internet news, and their ads on everything. So in order to become a thought leader, there's a couple of things that you have to think about. First and foremost, you have to listen to your audiences, but sometimes it can feel like it's a brick wall that you're trying to listen to. What you're listening for is people that are asking for help, and you have to offer them the solutions to the problems that they have. It's all about building relationships to become that trusted source. The end game is you're helping your audience choose a direction based on the kind of thought leadership that you can provide them. Give it a try. So hopefully you got a lot out of this. Next week, I'm going to take it into some of the steps that you can take on social media, on ways that you can build thought leadership with the tools at our fingertips. It's ever changing, it's ever growing. So stay tuned, stay in touch, and give us a review if you like this podcast.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.